Hey friends, this is Harold Long. Welcome to the weekly message from Transformation Church. I'm so glad you're carving out time to join us today. I believe this teaching can speak right to your heart and help you take the next steps in your Jesus-centered journey. I share a few thoughts at the end, but for now, let's jump into the message. Well, good morning, church. It's great to be with you. And this morning, as we dive into our message, we are in a message series titled Soul Restoration, talking about our body, our mind, and our soul, our spirit. And God has invited us into a deeper understanding of wholeness through this message series. It's in three parts. We're in the first third, which is coming to a conclusion here. We're talking about the body. We've been talking about the body for the first quarter of the year plus. And then the second part, we're going to shift into the mind. And then the last third, we'll dive into the spirit. But it's a joy to gather today, and whether you're here in person or you're listening on demand, today we celebrate a powerful and overlooked gift in our life, and it's called the gift of health. And it's easy to take for granted, so it's not what you want it to be anymore, right? Over the past several months in our message series, God has invited us into a deeper wholeness, if you would. And we started out, we marveled that we were created in God's image, and we focused on Genesis chapter 1 verses 27 through 28 to really hone in on that truth. But then we learned that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, something that's, again, it's easy to take for granted. 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 19 through 20, or verses 19 through 20. And then we discovered that caring for our bodies honors God. You know, that when we just go the extra mile to take care of ourselves, 1 Corinthians 10, 31. Then we embrace the Sabbath rest of gifts, that is a gift, it's not a burden to take a Sabbath and to chill out. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. And last week, we found deep soul renewal by resting in Jesus. And we dove into that big time, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. But today, we celebrate one of God's most incredible gifts, the health, the well-being, if you would, that he entrusted us with. And so I'm going to ask us to stand. And we're going to read this scripture this morning. And we're going to read just a small section of scripture from Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. And you can join in with me as we read this today. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life, I was recorded in the book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. May God bless your hearing, understanding, and application of Scripture. This Scripture is the Word of God for the people of God. Turn around and tell the people behind you, or give them a high five and say, you are wonderfully made. All right, you guys can be seated. Let's dive into this message. King David, he didn't have an anatomy lab to know all those things, right? He didn't have an MRI machine. Yet he recognized this profound truth. Your body is a masterpiece of a divine design. It truly is, and I'll prove it to you. And I just want to, we saw some of the amazing facts that were on the bumper video. And I saw Mark frown when they said the average person has 600,000 hairs on their scalp. And I saw him sigh a little bit. But it's the average person. Like, you're well above average, you know. But some other amazing facts about the human body is that you have 32.7 trillion cells in your system. Every single one who knows precisely what the other one's doing, God wired it that way. So all these cells work together. Your heart beats 100,000 times a day, pumping blood through a network of 60,000 miles of vessels, right? Your brain generates enough electricity to power a small light bulb, about 20 watts, while you sleep and dream. Now, for me, it might be a nightlight, but it's still, it's still a little bit, right? Your bones are stronger than steel, ounce for ounce designed to endure and protect. You produce about 25 million new cells every second. Even right now as you listen, your body's working behind the scenes. Your immune system defeats about 100,000 threats daily without you even realizing the battle's being fought in your life. Your skin renews itself every 27 days, a reminder that you are constantly being made new. Your stomach lining replaces itself every few days, powerful enough to digest food, yet protected from digesting itself, so it has to replace itself all the time. Your eyes can differentiate about 10 million different colors. 10 million different colors, reflecting the limitless creativity of your maker. And this one's always mind-boggling to me. If you stretched out your DNA, I mean, if you could just pull it out and put it in a strand, it would reach to Earth and Pluto back three different times. So shouting that your life carries immense significance. So think about that. I mean, when you sit around and you ponder who you are, that you're made in God's image. I mean, it's a profound thing. It's why it's baffling how somebody can just take the position that there isn't a creator. I can understand they may have doubts and questions about certain religions or you know, spirituality in the grand scheme of things. But to just deny that there's a creator that created everything, that you can't get there. I just don't know how you can't, and just think that this all happened by chance, as perfected as you are. Every heartbeat, every breath, every moment is not random. You are a living proof of God's intimate craftsmanship. And I think it's important to know that, especially if you've had a tough life, if you've struggled through life or you're in a season of your life where you don't feel that way. You feel demoralized, you feel shame, you feel guilt, you feel like you dropped the ball more than once. And so you don't really feel that, you know, or you squandered it. If it was true, I've lost that label, if you would, but it's not. It's you're not an accident, you're a miracle. And in that part of our life, I think we always have to go back to. You know, in N.T. Wright would write a great piece on a four-part gospel, and he would talk our four-part Bible. And number one is creation. That the God created everything, and he said it was good, but it's very, very good, including human beings. So in your health, you think about it, whatever measure you have, it's a precious gift. We're celebrating and stewarding for his glory. So we just need to take care of ourselves. And we all, if we did an inventory of our lives, we all got areas we can improve on. More exercise, more sleep, better diet, all those things. But we should be striving to really respect the gift that we've been given, because it's for a purpose. You know, or something better than just living for our own self-interest. We're supposed to be out in the world trying to advance the kingdom and be a useful tool to the people about us and to God himself. So in that scriptural foundation, Psalm 139:14, your body testifies to God's wisdom and to God's care. So we give thanks for your health daily. Do you do that? I mean, do you just wake up and say, thank you, God, for another day, that I got breath, that I got sunshine, that I got another chance at life, even if it's not perfect, you know? See your body, not the criticism, but the awe and gratitude. It's harder as you get older because you got more aches and pains, right? So it's harder to be grateful sometime. Imagine a world-class artist handing in the greatest masterpiece and asking you to take care of it. They just gave you a statue and said, or a painting. Say it's worth thousands of dollars. I'm gonna be gone out of the country for a month. I'm gonna leave this with you. Please take care of it. You know, how would you take care of it? You would go the extra mile. Why? Because it's valuable. You know it's valuable to them. It's valuable to you. You know it has an immense value. So you're going to do whatever you can to take care of it. You're not going to neglect it. You're not going to leave it in your car or out in the rain. You're going to go the extra mile to preserve it. Well, that's what God's asking us to do, I think, with our own life. We would treasure that. And it should be with our bodies. Fearfully and wonderfully made by God's hand. But I'm giving you power, dominion over it, to take care of it. It's up to you what you do with it. There, Albert Einstein said, and I quote, there are two ways to live your life. One is, though nothing is a miracle, the other is, though everything is a miracle. Albert Einstein. And it is when you look at creation, it's miraculous. If you just go out and grab a handful of soil, just a handful of dirt, there's millions of organisms in that little thing. If you put that under a microscope and really shine it, it would blow your mind how much life is in that one little handful of dirt. You can't see it from the human eye, but it's there. It's just everything's working together. So congratulations, friends, if you woke up with a few new creaks, right? and a few new pops this morning, you're still and fearfully, wonderfully made, even though they might call you Rice Krispies when you wake up, when you snap, crackle, and pop a little bit, right? But you're still wonderfully made, and it's amazing. And my mother-in-law, Shirley, is 90, and there is no sign that that woman won't live to be well over 100. I mean, there's nothing. Her mind's still good. She goes to the doctor. They said, we're going to do a knee replacement. And she goes, am I kind of old for a knee replacement? Doctor's like, man, everything's good. You're good for a knee replacement. Insurance is willing to give you a new knee. And so, you know, it's amazing how we can persevere even as we age. Next point I want to hit on is that steward your health is an act of worship. Sabbath is an act of worship, but taking care of yourself is a sense of worship. And we don't think about it. Our ego gets involved. If we do want to go to extreme measures to take care of ourselves, it's usually because we want to look good because swimsuit season's coming up. Or you know, we're single again and we want to, you know, look good or whatever. You know, that we have worldly vices that are moving us in that direction to be serious about it. We're watching Reels or TikTok videos and we're seeing people that are just a lot better shape than we are, and we get envious or jealous of that. So we get motivated sometimes to want to go do something for ourselves. But how many times does the spiritual principle that your health is an act of worship enter your mindset? That this is really probably the number one thing that should be driving your life to want to take care of yourself, not just what the world thinks of you. Our spiritual foundation, again, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31 says, and I quote, so whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Stewarding your health isn't about vanity. It's about valuing what God's entrusted to you. So there's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself. Nothing wrong with working out, wanting to look good, feel good, so you can be a maximum service to God and use you in a very efficient way. So how do you take care of your health? How do you take care of your health? Do you nourish your body with wisdom by what you read, what you watch, what you take in? Move your body with gratitude, you know, just being grateful that you're still able to go and do what it is you do. Rest your body with God's provision, trusting that in your life. Think of health like a garden, if you would. You don't just toss seeds and hope for tomatoes, right? You got to do some stuff. You got to water it. You got to fertilize it. You got to plant it. You got to nurture it. And God brings the harvest. But you got to do something. You got to be involved in it. Well, it's the same way with our health. You're entrusted with it to do something. Your body thrives on the same kind of care you would give the tomato plant or the poor lilies who need some love. But again, we got a responsibility. Terry Goldman said, and I quote, health is a relationship between you and your body. It's a relationship. How seriously do you take it? God made fruits and vegetables. He also made coffee and chocolate for balance, right? Amen? Moderation is biblical. So you can have a piece of chocolate, Dale. Does that make you excited? Yeah. Point three, I'm going to hit on this. Health enables us to fulfill our purpose. And this is a big part. This is our purpose for living. This is our marching orders, what we're about. The spiritual foundation for that is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepares in advance for us to do, end quote. So God, it doesn't, you know, that part of it is mystery, but the part that we are sent out to do something isn't. You know, here's your job description. What is it? Be a maximum service to me, however I want to use your life. That's what it is, to love your neighbor as yourself. That's your marching orders, to live a life of humility, self-sacrifice, other-centeredness, and loving everybody, including the people you just don't care for. That's what you're called to do. So God's health equips us to do that, to live out our calling with energy, with joy, and endurance. So you think about how to apply it. See, caring for your body is preparing for a mission you were created for. So if you were going to go on a mission trip to Guam or to Haiti or to El Salvador, you're going to prepare for that trip, right? You're going to make sure a lot of things are in a row before you just take off and go do that. Well, it's the same. Every day is like that. You protect your health as an act of readiness to bless others. You heard me say it a million times, but the old prophet Lewis Trotter, you know, it's hard to do good when you don't feel good. But that's so true. If you don't feel it, man, you're just, how many times have you said it? Hey, I'm just not feeling it today. I'm going to call it a day. I'm not going to come into work. I'm going to sleep in a little bit, a little wore out, just not feeling it. And we all have those moments. Florence Nightingale's health and stamina allowed her to serve thousands of wounded soldiers during the Korean War. Her physical strength became a vessel for God's mercy. Tirelessly, Mother Teresa was another one who tirelessly gave and gave and gave. She just saw the Pope who passed away, who gave and gave and gave. Even in his most dire times, he was trying to be a maximum service to the world. So Jim Rohn, one of my favorite business philosophers of all time, totally shaped how I live my life, you know, in business, said, and I quote, "Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live," end quote. It's the only zip code you got, you know, so take care of it. Your hands, your heart, your mind are all energy of God's great orchestra, if you would. Stewarding your health tunes your life to his glory. So today, I think we should all stop and praise the artist behind the masterpiece. You know, we hear a great praise band, and we have these talented musicians and singers up here singing, but if you go back behind their story, there's more to Monica's story and Mark's story on down the line. There's a story there. More than just what you're looking at or what you're listening, there's a backstory. So I think that's the way we need to look at God. We celebrate the sacred, the incredible gift of our health. I do. And again, I have a brother, Bob. You've heard me share this many times. He was 52 years old when he had a massive stroke. He's 70 today. So he's been paralyzed for 18 years. You know, and I know what that's like. I know what it was like going and seeing Don the other day. And the powerlessness of that situation. And you can't do anything about it other than just be there and try to orchestrate care. But other than that, there's nothing you can do but pray, love, and serve. But it's still, so if I need motivation, there it is. And with my brother's story, my brother was a guy totally the opposite of my life. I mean, day and night, different dads, same mom. 10 years older, we didn't even grow up together. Just two different worlds, how he grew up. But he's a guy who never smoked, never did drugs, never drank, or if he did, it was very little in his life. I never saw him drink in his life. But he never went to the doctor. He never went and got well-man exams. He never just took it for granted, since he don't do any of these worldly vices, that I'm okay, until he had a stroke that did everything but kill him. And I can promise you, there's many times he would have wished it did. He would tell you that himself, the challenge of living in a state. But all that, unfortunately, was preventable because he had high blood pressure. If he wouldn't have went to the doctor, he would have knew that. He had sleep apnea, he would have went to the doctor, he would have knew that. He was on, you know, just right on the borderline of being diabetic. If he went to the doctor, he would have known that. But he didn't. And there's a price to be paid, you know, and not just for him, but for everybody involved in that story. So, you know, God uses that. Even in that situation, God still, I've seen how he's used his wife, his sons, and all that in a magnificent way to take care of his needs in his life for whatever life years he has remaining. But at the same time, you know, we see how it is important to take care of ourselves. We can't prevent accidents. We can't prevent certain things. But we do have a responsibility. And if we don't, if we just live on self-propulsion, we're going to place ourselves in a position to be hurt. And we don't know the day or the hour that's going to happen. And we know how fast life can change. I got a guy, a mentor in New York City. He's a very successful executive. On his way to work the other day, just a week ago, not this last Wednesday, we had the Wednesday before. On his way to work, living the dream, has his phone in a holder. But just for a brief moment, gets a text or whatever, bloop, on his phone, takes his eyes off it. When he's going 50 plus miles per hour, when he looks up, there was a car 10 yards from him. And he hit that car doing 50 plus miles per hour, which spun him out into the oncoming traffic. He got hit two more times by two more cars doing 60, 70 miles per hour. And he walked away from it. But he had 60 something stitches in his face. Shattered his leg, his ankle, and just totally, you know, just that quick, life can change on a dime. And I got to see him, you know, in New Jersey last Monday. I got to go spend an hour or two with him about that. He took ownership for the mistake, and the people and the other vehicles are okay. But it's just how fast that, you know, that things can change in our life. So this is one area that we have some say-so in. You know, we do have say-so in what we eat, what we drink, you know, how we move, how we shake, how we sleep. And it's our responsibility to try to do what we can with that. So I encourage you to take that seriously and celebrate this sacred gift, this incredible gift of health that we have today. It's not perfect, but we have it. And you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a living testimony of God's glory. A very sophisticated specimen, if you would. All of us are. Your body matters, your stewardship matters, but your purpose matters. It's all working together. It's not just coming to this world and extract what you can get out of it for yourself. There's just something bigger to live for. And if you feel good about it, and you feel and you got energy, it makes it that much more effective, but it also feels a lot better when you do. So our hope and action, our call to action this week for all of us is this: is choose to see your health through God's eyes. Like, I really can't stress enough to see your health through God's eyes, not your own eyes, not the world's eyes, but through God's eyes. Thank Him for the miracles inside you, because we gave you some analogies, but you can Google it and just be blown away by the sophistication of just the human being itself. You honor Him by moving, by eating, by resting, and living with gratitude. And celebrate the gift. And remember, you are not just created, you are called, right? So you're not just a creation, you're called. There's a purpose for you why you're here. And it's, yes, it's to advance the kingdom, but sometimes it's much more micro. Might be just to be in this person's life, or to be in this person's life, to be in this moment, in this space, in this time, and to be able to be there and show up. So it's something we need to take care of, to celebrate the gift of health. Again, and you're going to need something bigger than you to do that, right? In our circles, we call it the Holy Spirit. In Star Wars, they would call it the Force. So may the Fourth be with you, right? So with that, let's invite the band back up. Let's pray. Let's stand. And let's get ready to pray together and sing together. We're going to sing a song called Survivor. And we are a survivor from our fatally flawed selves. But we're probably a survivor from a lot of other things, because we have trying to take ourselves seriously and not burn our lives into the ground with worldly vices and worldly choices. Or at least if we turn from that now, and we're trying to do better and live better. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, You formed us with Your hands, breathing life into us, crafting every cell with wonder and care. We praise You today for the incredible gift of health. Thank You for sustaining us, for every heartbeat and for every breath. Help us to honor You and how we care for our bodies that You created. Teach us to live with joy, to move with purpose, and to serve with strength. May we glorify You with our words and actions as living vessels of Your grace and goodness. Renew us daily by Your Spirit. Strengthen us for every good work You have prepared. We surrender our health, lives, and hearts fully to You. In the mighty name and healing name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen. Hi again, this is Harold. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's message from Transformation Church. I hope today's teachings encouraged you wherever you are on your spiritual journey. At Transformation Church, we're a Jesus-centered community for people who aren't in the church. Whoever you are, whatever your past, you are truly welcome here. We're not concerned with your politics, your pronouns, or if you're in recovery. We want you to come as you are with all your hurts, habits, hang-ups, doubts, questions, and reservations. Our focus is simple: to become the one thing Jesus prayed we would become, one. We follow a Jesus-looking God and live Jesus-centered lives, seeking unity through love and grace. We gather every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. in House Springs, Missouri, right at the northeastern tip of the beautiful Ozark Mountains. But church isn't just on Sundays. We meet throughout the week in house churches where genuine relationships form and transformation happens in community. We're also hearing from people all over the country who are engaging in personal and group studies based on our teaching. If that's happening in your corner of the world, we'd love to know. To stay connected, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube, or download our app. Just search for the Church app in your app store. Download it. It's church app-tithely, T-I-T-H-E dot L-Y. and then Inner Transformation Church, the app will pre-fill. Inside that app, you'll find our messages, devotions, announcements, sermon notes, discussion questions, the Bible itself, prayer requests, everything you need to grow and stay connected. If you'd like to support the ministry financially, visit us on the web at www.transformer4life.org. So transformer4life.org, or you can click the Give tab in our app. Every gift, no matter the size, helps us keep sharing the best news ever and helps us grow the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Thanks again for being a part of this extended church family. I'm so glad we're in this together, shoulder to shoulder, as a Jesus-centered community, helping people rediscover life and experience true transformation.